This is just some of the stuff that we've done through the years. Lots of stuff.
The look of admiration on Georgia Street's face speaks volumes as she slowly turns the page of a large scrapbook at a table in the dining area of the Ronald McDonald House.
And you know, the Ronald McDonald House started because of one little girl, Kim Hill. You know the Kim Hill story?
Books and stories have always been a special interest to Street, a Winsboro native who moved to Monroe to attend college. While there, she married and graduated from ULM with a degree in elementary education and library science. The dual major provided an early test.
The day that I accepted the job to be a librarian, I got an offer to teach school, and I'm like, oh, two job offers on the same day in each of my fields, because I had the double major, but it was the right decision.
In 1984, while serving as president of the Junior League, Georgia was approached to be on the board of the Ronald McDonald House. It was in the planning stages at the time, but 5 years later, she joined the house as its executive director. She recalls the first guest of the house, a military couple and their young child, who were involved in an accident on Interstate 20.
They stayed here with their baby, and what a lovely couple to be your first house guest, because he was such a nice young man and so well-spoken, and they did lots of interviews with him, and the wife had to be airlifted to Denver, Colorado. She cannot walk, but she has spent all these years lobbying for the rights of the handicapped. And the baby stayed upstairs in our nursery and learned to walk while he was at the Ronald McDonald House, because they were here for quite a while.
On a tour of the house, we visit the piano room. Georgia sounds almost as excited as the guest who anxiously wait here for visits from friends and family.
When our house guests are expecting company, they'll usually sit up here and look out the window.
She says about 20,000 people have come through the house as it continues to inspire the community by its work. But it's only part of the work for Street. She also serves on the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, the Quota Club, an office holder with Crime Stoppers, and an active member of her church. Community-minded endeavors with one goal in mind.
Because we want where we live to be the best that it can be, and it takes volunteers. You have to have volunteers. You have to have people that are willing to give of their time.
She says the giving nature of the community is a big reason for never entertaining a move to another town or larger city. That would present another problem.
I tell you, I don't think I could handle the traffic in a larger place.
For Street, she's enjoying her place here, where many know her simply as Georgia. So how did she get the name?
Well, my dad was George, so I'm named after my daddy. My daddy served in World War II, and so they wanted to name me after him.
And while that connection is a source of pride, so too is a favorite song, which makes her easily recognized.
I'd forgotten to turn my phone off at church. It was Wednesday night service, and which fortunately is more laid back than Sunday morning. And so my phone went off and it plays Georgia on my mind. And of course, my minister, she said in the middle of her sermon, she goes, well, we know whose phone that is, don't we?
Georgia. Georgia.
Bob Lennox, KEDM News.
The whole